Well, good evening. That's a great start, isn't it? Christ has come. Before we begin, sounds a bit Irish, before we begin, I've got to tell you what to do if there is a fire. And as you can see, you've all got a candle. So there could well be something. So we've got to be correct tonight. So we've got fire marshals ready at this door. So if the fire's on that side, get out that side. We've got a fire marshal on the door at the back there, and two fire marshals for that way and that way. We should be able to save you all, I think. So if you remember that, if you're nearest that door or out the back, that's the best way to escape. I give you advice, follow the band, because they'll be the first out, I can assure you that. They usually are anyway. So I welcome you. We welcome our divisional commander, who is in charge of the Salvation Army in this area. He's very important. We're just normal soldiers, but he is very important indeed. He's a major, and we're expecting him to provide us with a new Salvation Army officer in July. So that's why we reserved this seat, for no other reason. But it is good to see you and for you to join with us. We're going to say together, or rather you're going to listen to, a little prayer that someone handed to me to say tonight. And it's a Christmas prayer. So if you'd like to join me in prayer now, and we'll close our eyes just for a few moments, and I'll read you this prayer. Dear Lord, don't let us miss you this Christmas season. Help us to simplify our activities and traditions so we can focus our celebration on your birth. Thank you for being the Prince of Peace, and I ask you for that supernatural peace to reign in our hearts. Thank you for the simple but life-changing message of your love for us. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen. Amen. Thanks to the person who gave me that prayer. That's brilliant. Now we're going to sing. I'll tell you what tonight is made up of, and if you don't like it, you can go home before we start. But the first half, or the big half, is going to be a carillon. Now, a carillon means that you're going to sing carol after carol after carol after carol. Songsters are going to sing. But every carol and every song and piece of music we play has got the message of the greatest story ever told, the story of Jesus coming into the world. The second half is a candleon. Now, not many people have been to a candleon, because I made that name up myself. So it's the first time it's been used. But the candleon will explain to you at the latter part of our meeting, and we should end up with 300 candles burning. Don't blow them out until I give you permission, will you? Or we might cough to death or go blind. So please, it's going to be a great night, as you can see. And we're going to start off with a very well-known carol. And I'm going to ask you to stand for the first carol, but you don't look the sort of people who want to keep getting up and down. So we'll let you sit for the rest. But it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And I found out this was written in 1739. That's even before Harold there playing the baritone. 1739. It was first written as a Christmas Day hymn, and it's turned into one of our favourite carols. So let's stand together. There'll be an introduction from the band, and the words will come on the screen.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Thank you. Well, that was a pretty poor effort. I'm sure as we go on, you'll either get better singing or you'll just lose your voice, because that's only the first one. Now, the second one is one that some of the band don't like. But I thought, well, they're only some of the band, aren't they? Let's face it. And you might not know it, but they do know it at schools, and it's "Come and Join the Celebration." Do you think we could have a few bars from the beginning and just to show us how it goes? This is Ben, by the way. Ben conducting. Right, Ben. Anybody recognize it?
Yes.
Right then, the words are there. Introduction this time, and then we'll join you. Okay. A clap, you really deserve it. You know, talking about clapping, I'm going to give away secrets here. I'll stand this side of the boss so he doesn't hear me. But in the Salvation Army, we don't clap as much as we used to. We don't play the tambourines like we used to. But you notice, whenever I say off the platform, we're going to sing this song and take up the collection, they all start clapping. So, you know why? They can't put their hands in their pockets or in their bag. That's Felix O'Call for you. And who's that behind me now? Well, it's Paul. And Paul is going to give us a Christmas reading. Thank you, Paul.
This is reading from the Gospel of Luke, and it's called "The Shepherds and the Angels." There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those who with he is pleased. When the angels went away from them, back to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things, and she thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had seen and heard. It had been just as the angel had told them.
Thank you very much, Paul, for that reading. I've got something very special here. I just found out about this tonight. This was a box found outside the church by the town pastors, and written in childish letters from a young lad, and I won't mention his name. It says on the box, "To someone who is not as lucky as me." And then he gives his name. "I hope you enjoy this. Have a good day." And inside is a little food parcel made up of little toys. And that's from a little lad in the town. So even the youngsters of the town have got the right message of Christmas. And that's very special. Thanks to Neil, who is the town pastor, who brought that. So that's great. But if anybody in the congregation wants to leave food parcels, my address is 16 Cowley Road. Because I'm down here so much, we haven't got time to get ready for Christmas. So that'll be great. That'll be great. Now, are there any people here who are from or were born in Yorkshire? Raise your hand, don't be afraid and embarrassed, that somebody's got to be born in Yorkshire. Well, we can praise the Lord, there's only two of you. Oh, and one over there, that's three. But the band, this tune, the band are going to play, it's called "On Ilclymore Bar Tap." Well, I call it that. And I asked the young man playing the bass if this was what bar tap mean. He didn't know. He's not a real Yorkshireman, he can't be. But this is the bit, the tune, and it goes lovely to one of our famous carols. So if you, right from the beginning, just show us how it goes. You know it?
Yes.
Oh, great. We needn't have bothered that for the band. The words, "While shepherds watch," and you have to repeat. I can't remember if it's twice or three times. If you do it twice and there's another bit, it's three times. If you do it three times, you're singing too many. I think that's what it is. So, shall we go right in? Now you, from the beginning? No introduction this time. No? Okay. Here we go.
While shepherds watch their flock by night, or seated on the ground. Oh,
What was that?
It was the end.
That was the end. They tried to play it three times and it should only have been two. But, oh, I'm sorry, you people right at the back. I had a wonderful idea. I thought, because my wife's always complaining, although she shouldn't sit at the back, she should come down the front, but she sits at the back and she said, can't see the writing on the screen. So I had a wonderful idea. I got the carol books and put them on your seats. Have you got a carol book? If you've got one, wave it. Then I'll know who's eaten them. Oh, there. And I should have told you the numbers of the carols. Someone's just found the first one, I think. But I'll let you know from now on. But now, you're in for something that is really... it's really good, this. It's really good. The songster leader has trained us. Anybody here speak Spanish? Oh, thank the Lord, there's no one here who speaks Spanish. Well, we're going to sing in Spanish to you, and it's called Vamos Pastores. See, I can't even say it. Cetus. And that's what I sing all the time, but there's more words than that. But halfway through, we sing it in English, and that's even more difficult. So that's Vamos Pastores Cetus, and then to cool it all down, a lovely carol called Love Came Down. The songsters, thank you. What do you think about the Spanish then? Fantastic, was it? It does right on the top of the music. It's got in sort of English syllables that you can say, like Pastorius and Pastorius and all that thing. But I'm thinking of going to Spain now for my summer holidays, although singing a Christmas carol might not help me very much. But it was. But thank you very much indeed for persevering with us, Songster Leader. And we got there in the end. And that was really good. Two lovely songs there. Now, right. Here's one that is supposed to be a West Indian style because it's a Calypso carol, but it was actually written by an Englishman in Britain. And so if the West Indians try to claim it, you can say on authority of myself that it was written in England. And it's a Calypso carol, and it's rather a catchy one. We'll give you an introduction and a few bars so that you know what you're going to sing. So a little introduction and a few bars, yeah? Thank you. Well, that was it. Do you know it? Great. Well, I think you better stand for this one because you need to sway and do what they do in the West Indies. Although it's not a West Indian one. It's from South London. Okay. So, introduction again, and it's all yours. And when you sing, and you're singing wonderful words like this, you're supposed to, you know, what did we have on our screen this morning? Peace starts with a smile. If that's so, this is not a very peaceful place. So put a smile on your face, and if you want to sway back and forward, or forward and backwards, whichever suits you, and please smile as you're singing. And I'll tell you some good news now, shall I? There's no collection tonight in this service. Ah, you're smiling now, aren't you? Yeah, okay. So introduction, but the second verse. Thank you, Ben. Because you never got the chance. Let's do the last verse, okay, and then La 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 cha cha cha. Some of you oldies like me, you remember the cha cha cha, don't you? You, Marion? Yes, shame on you. Okay. That the last verse, sir? Okay, straight in with the last verse. Yes, here we go.
Find our riches from your poverty.
Be seated. Lovely. Great. Well, that was really, really, really fantastic. And I'll take that home with me that tonight. Cha-cha-cha. Well, where do we go from here? Well, now, if you thought that was it, this is it. We've been to almost every junior school in the town and taken the Christmas message and doing a Christmas assembly. And we've had a fantastic time. But we sing this song, and they always ask for it. And I taught them the actions, and they sing it and do the actions. Now, this song cannot be sung without the actions. So, I'm sorry, but you will have to do the actions. If you were born in a poor house, then you won't mind being embarrassed. If you lived in Old Felixstowe and it's a posh house, then it may be above you or below you. But tonight you will do it. And here is the action. It's in case the band haven't got the right one, it's go tell it on the mountains. And it's simply, go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and far away. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is here. Right? And I want you to see it, do it properly, okay? You've had your chance, you know what the... So, there's a little introduction. And all we're doing, Ben, all we're doing is the first part. Not the verse, just the chorus. They can't do too much at once, okay? So, okay, little introduction. Here we go.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and far away. Go tell it on the mountain, that Jesus Christ is here.
Nice, but there's one or two at the back. Be careful with baby Jesus. You don't have to go like that. Just swing it low. Now, this side, must be because the divisional commanders here, was absolutely splendid. This side, especially those girls in the middle there, they were a little bit too embarrassed to do it. But this time, were you doing the actions? Well, come out here and stand on there then. And we'll show them what to do, won't we? You were at school the other day, weren't you, when I came? You never spoke to me. Why was that? Teacher wouldn't let you. You just didn't want to speak to me. You did. Anyway, you know the actions? Right. Introduction band, please. Get your lead from here.
Go tell it on the mountain, over that far away. Go tell it on the mountain, that Jesus Christ is here.
And again.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and far away. Go tell it on the mountain, that Jesus Christ is here.
And do you know, well done, that's your clap. Do you know, it's like when we came to your school. I was telling all your friends that Jesus came into the world and he wanted us to be kind to each other. He wanted us to be happy with each other. And do you remember saying to you and your friends, when you go back in the classroom, for a change, be nice to the teacher? Did I tell you that? Yeah. And the teachers all nodded their head and said yes. Well, he's one of the star pupils at Langer Road. And you did very well. We'll give you a round of applause. Thank you very much. Now comes my favorite carol, and there's no way you can go home tonight until you've sung it my way, okay? And it's that lovely carol, The First Noel. We're going to use the piano so you can hear the wonderful tones of the band singing, okay? And then we'll sing the first verse and see if you've got what I want. If you haven't, you wait and see. Introduction from the piano. Wasn't the way. Now, here's a chance for you to shine. When we get to Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Okay, thank you. We'll try the second verse, please, Jackie. And then when you get to that chorus, let's hear that descant. Angela? Angela? Angela, stop talking. I'm talking to you. Okay. Forget it now. I'm not going to give you it, okay? They looked up and saw a star. They looked up. Do what a famous bandmaster from Felixstowe, Bernard Rayner, used to do. He used to hold the band back until they were nearly dead. And I'm going to do the same for you. And by the light, thank you, John. And by the light. Yeah, I'm not getting paid for this, am I? No, no. Not anymore. Information time now. As you know, the Salvation Army is very busy over this period. Already, The band have done nearly 22 different events and playing, so I should think most people in Felixstowe have heard the band somewhere or other. We have coming up on Christmas Day a dinner provided for anyone, and I think there are still one or two places available. If you know someone you live nearby or someone in your family who's going to be on their own on Christmas Day, then don't let it happen. Just pop into the office or see someone from the Salvation Army. We'll get the message to the ladies who are organising it, and we'll be able to provide them. They have, I think it's a two-course meal, and they have entertainment, and the Queen, although she's not coming personally, she will be there on the radio. And so, and of course, you didn't know this, Major, that my profile has risen quite a lot in the last few days. Yes, I tell the church this morning that I have recorded for radio. Yes, I did tell them that when they asked me, would you, I pictured the BBC radio car coming to the door and three or four engineers coming out and strapping microphones on me, but it didn't work out that way. It was a lovely gentleman came with a microphone about the size of a pencil. And in that little room over there, we sat and he interviewed me, or he said, "What's your name?" I said, "John." He said, "You're from the Salvation Army?" "Yes." See? And he said, "Do you enjoy your work?" "Yes, yes." And I had written out a long sermon. Yeah, it was a sermon, really, I think. But I did get a chance to say most of it. But in that little bit, I reminded him that we have a song in the Salvation Army, a Christmas song that says, "Christmas can be every day for you, and this year be the best you ever knew. If the song this child imparts can be held within your heart, then Christmas can be every day for you." And if you think about it, if you could keep the love and the joy and the peace and the happiness that you have at Christmas, keep it in your heart through the new year, and Christmas could be every day for you. By the way, on Christmas Day, we have a short service at 10:30. You're welcome to come along. If you do come along, bring something with you that your darling wife or husband or your children have bought you. And you can embarrass them because you didn't want it, and you can say that. But we have a little bit of fun on Christmas Day, and then this is followed by that particular dear dinner and meal. So that's the information gone now. And now here is something. I don't know whether you've ever heard this, Major. The band are going to play horrible, nice piece of music. And I haven't understood it yet. I've heard it twice. And it's called, is it Train? Or Camel Train? It's called Camel Train. And I think Ben wanted us to get a camel from Colchester Zoo that could walk down, but he wouldn't clear up after it, so I tell you what. But if you listen, there is the Sussex Carol. Do you know the Sussex Carol? He told me the wrong one. We Three Kings. You won't hear it anyway, but We Three Kings appears in this, and you'll hear the music sounds a bit like camel music. The band, thank you. Thank you. there was a little touch of camel sort of music there, wasn't there? Thank you very much indeed, band. Next year, perhaps you could play a carol for us. That would be good, if you don't mind. Now, I thought he was going to hit me there for a minute, but I forgot something very important in the announcements. And if I hadn't remembered, then I would have had to come to your house tonight because my wife would have not let me in. Because I'd like to say that I've baked 300 mince pies for you tonight. But I haven't. But I did go to Iceland and buy them. And we're inviting you to go into the community hall and we get to the end of our service. And free of charge, we're charging it all up to the divisional cabinet. So eat as many as you like and drink what you like, but you'd be very welcome to join us there. We're coming. A couple more carols and then we'll be getting into the candle on. You can't wait, can you? Okay. Well, here's one. Can anybody remember Harry Belafonte?
Yes.
It's an old congregation we've got here tonight. And he used to sing Mary's Boy Child. Well, you're going to join him. Well, he's not here now, but you can join with us. The piano's going to help us, and the words will appear on the screen. Long time ago in Bethlehem. Thank you, John. Really, really good. Now, our final carol in this part, we will have one at the end, but this is a Salvation Army one. And when we went to school, one of the schools, I asked the band to play this before, and I thought, well, we'll play it before because they'll never know it. And as the band played, it was fantastic. Everyone was singing this song, and it's I think it's by Joy Webb, and it's on a Starry Night. I think it's Joy Webb, and they knew it well, So if you're their mothers and their grandmothers and their aunties and their next door neighbours, you should know it as well. So the band will give us a little introduction, and the words will appear on a starry night. It was on a starry night. Well, you've done me really proud tonight, and we've got one more piece to listen to. I hope you enjoyed the songsters, because they're going to sing again anyway, whether you enjoyed it or not. And they're going to sing Glory to God. And then we're going to sing together Silent Night, Holy Night, always calm, always bright. And then I'm going to hand over the program to Simon, who's going to lead us through the candle of. I wish I'd made an easier word up and I could remember it. Candle. So songsters, please. Glory to God.
Oh,
glory to God. And the greatest story ever told came in that carol as well. And I hope that you've now got what the greatest story is. We're going to sing the three verses of Silent Night, Holy Night. And then you need to listen very carefully to what Simon has to say so that no one is damaged or no danger comes about. So let's stand together as we sing Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright. Thank you, Ben. Indeed. Please take your seats and I'll hand you over to Simon, who will explain what is going to happen now.
This world needs Jesus, and I'd love some lights. Can you imagine what it's like to have to follow John Ellison when you've prepared something that you think is quite serious and you have to do a candle on? But I'm going to say it anyway. This world needs Jesus. You may not agree with that. You may not be in that place tonight, and that's okay. But it's a statement that packs a punch. When did you last stand in awe and wonder at something? Can you remember when you last said, "Wow, that's awesome"? Was it an appropriate use of that phrase? Because the last time I said that was probably at a football match or watching something on TV. And for a little while with Ipswich, it was awesome. And very quickly it's done that.
You see, awe is an overwhelming feel of reverence. And with reverence comes a deep gratitude or respect. And wonder. Wonder is being filled with amazement. Is that how you feel tonight? Sat here in this lovely, comfortable place. Because this story that we followed through song and heard through scripture is something that should fill you with awe and wonder. We're talking about the start of a physical journey, the start as a baby, to boy, to teenager, to man, over a period of approximately 30 years of development and learning. Why? Because in 3 short years of ministry, this man had a message that changed the world. It's a message, you could say, that went viral or global. It's a message that has permeated throughout history, and I believe will continue to do so into the future. It's a message of hope, love, joy, and peace. So when you read it time and time again, how do you keep this story fresh and meaningful? Now, 2020 is a significant year for me, because in 2020 I turned 40. I know, you're as shocked as I am, but in 2020 I turned 40. So I've heard this story, and this story has been around me for 40 years. And I also appreciate, in comparison to some of you, that's nothing. 40 years of this story being around me. Now, I probably haven't listened every year. Actually, there's no probably about that. I'm sure I haven't listened to it every year. But it's been around me for that whole time. And this year, as I've read and reread this story, and I've been quiet and I've contemplated and I've prayed, I've been struck anew by the light that exists in this story. I've been struck anew by the light that I carry. The light of Jesus, the light of the world that I carry through the Holy Spirit. I'm carrying the greatest gift ever given to mankind. Do you know something? You're carrying that light too. I wonder if you've ever felt hopeless. Have you ever felt rejected or hurt? Have you ever felt broken? You see, in that video that we watched, we saw that Jesus was born to love, born to heal, born to forgive, born to suffer and die, but born to rise, born to restore, born to redeem, born to save, and born to reign. Because, friends, this world absolutely still needs Jesus. Our world still needs Jesus. Your world still needs Jesus. So does Jesus reign in you? Strip back all of the trimmings. Strip back all of the stuff that goes with Christmas in our culture. Does Jesus reign in you, and do other people see him in you? Do you call on his name before any other? My Jesus is your Jesus. I truly believe that. And if you don't know him how I do, then I'd love to have that conversation with you. And there are people in this church family who would love to share the impact that God has had in their lives as well. But what I want to ask you this Christmas is, will you carry the light of Jesus beyond the Christmas season? Will you be the one who has an impact positively in someone else's life with the life-changing and amazing news of Jesus Christ? Maybe you sit here tonight and you've lost that awe and wonder. Maybe you haven't experienced it yet. It's never, never too late to invite Jesus into or back into your life. So this evening we are going to do something with candles. You should have had one on your chair as you came in. We're going to take this room into darkness in a few moments. We're going to do it safely and we're going to do it carefully. But I want to ask you tonight to consider lighting a candle and consider doing that, that you are spreading the light of Jesus to those around you. You might have different reasons for lighting a candle tonight. You may have lost somebody really special in this last year, and actually doing that tonight might be a really significant thing for you. But as we do this, I'd like you to do this in silence, if that's possible at all. And I'd like you to consider whether you carry the light of Jesus in your everyday life and as you go from this place today. So, we've got some helpers who are going to come, and they're going to come to the end of each row. And they're going to light the candle on the end of the row if you would like your candle lit. And I'm simply going to ask you to consider passing the light to the person next to you. Okay, and let's pass the light down the rows. And gently, slowly but surely, we should see this light move backwards throughout our building. Now, I've given the band candles, but I'm not going to ask them to light on this in this moment because they've got to play for a carol in a few minutes. But they've all got one so that they can take one away as well. And please, I'm throwing it away. Take your candle with you tonight. When that opportunity comes to blow it out, take it with you. Pass it on to somebody else if that's appropriate for you. Ladies, thank you. And like I say, let's do this in silence if we can. There is going to be a little bit of music on in the background quietly. But I ask you just to concentrate on yourself and where you are at this time. Just wish to meditate for one final moment on the fact that you're holding our symbol of hope, love, joy, and peace at this Christmas time. I'm going to read a poem to you as I finish. In the stillness of a winter night, the earth received God's holy light, an infant born to a young virgin girl. One tiny baby who would change the world. Birthed in a lowly barnyard stable, the King of Kings who would enable. Born amid the cattle and sheep, the Lamb of God lay fast asleep. Wise men and kings travelled from afar, led to this baby by the beautiful star. Shepherds were alerted by angels on high. The Saviour is come, time to draw nigh. Angels filled the skies in glorious songs, singing praises to him all night long. Peace on earth and mercy mild came down to us in the form of a child. What a miracle for the world to see, yet many don't believe he is our Saviour to be. Many think the infant born in the stable is someone's version of a long old fable. Even those who walked with him on earth doubted this man of the virgin birth. His wondrous miracles, compassion, and endless love were not proof enough for them that he came from above. This precious Christmas story is your saving grace, God's gift of love to take sin's place. He sent to this world his only begotten Son, this tiny Lamb of God. The Father's will be done. May you know and feel the awe and wonder of the Christmas story afresh this year.
We're going to sing our final carol, O Come All You Faithful. The first verse I'm going to ask you to sing with your candle alight, so don't sing in front of your mouth, you might blow it out. But keep it light, the light going. So the first verse, please, an introduction and the first verse of that. Don't move, we can cut that out. So, blow away, will you? Everybody blown away? Brilliant. So, we'll now stand together and sing the second verse, God of God. Thank you very much. Service tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope that the Christmas message will go with you as you move out of this place. Share a final prayer together. Lord, we're glad that we can come here tonight and adore you and say thank you for Jesus. I pray for everyone in this building tonight that this Christmas time they will not forget you, but instead they will put you at the center of their Christmas time. Thank you for being with us, and I just pray that your grace and your peace and your love will be ours this night and forevermore. Amen. Amen. I ask you to be seated. The band will play a little piece of music, and then you can make your way into the community hall for tea, coffee, and mince pie. Thank you very much. God bless you. Kidology. I know some of you may have come prepared to donate. If you did, then there will be a box at the door, but please don't feel that you have to give. We just enjoyed having you here. So, happy Christmas to you all. God bless.